It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Everyone probably in this day and age has heard of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which, of course, grants wishes to young people under various circumstances. Today, we've got a couple members of a family that actually received a wish from Make-A-Wish. So Amy Moritz, you know, from Stage Door Theater, and we talk to you every summer, and not this summer. That's okay. Next year,
for sure.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Make-A-Wish, completely different subject. Eldon has such an interesting story. I'm not sure. Actually, buddy, do you want to tell us how you got to go to Disney World?
Tell them about it.
Well, I had epilepsy for a while. And I granted a wish to go to Disney World.
That's it in a nutshell. Much the long and the short of it, right?
Yeah. So he has a rare form of epilepsy called DUCE or MAE, and it's considered a chronic illness. And so he was granted a wish by the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Colorado. And he asked to go to Disney World. He wanted to meet his favorite characters. And who else did you meet while you were there? You got a special meet and greet with who? Do you remember?
A river otter.
Yes. Oh. So we went to SeaWorld as well while we were in Florida. And he requested to meet a otter. So you met an otter. And you got to pet him. And it was pretty cool. What was the otter's name, buddy?
Dunder.
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 Okay.
Like from The Office, I think.
Oh, yeah. Of
Dunder.
Course.
That's
as in Dunder Mifflin. Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's so cute.
Yes. So it was a fantastic experience.
And a learning experience for me, because I, like most people, thought that in order to get a wish from Make-A-Wish, you had to be terminal. But that's not the case.
So typically, I mean, that was at least my mindset too, up until we were granted a wish, that it's, you usually hear of kids who are terminal, who have cancer, or, you know, who unfortunately lose their lives. And so I've learned that it's not just about giving those kids something special to, you know, to hold on to. It is, it's more about granting wishes to kids who have chronic illnesses. And so, and it's a big opportunity to give kids, I think, hope and something to push forward themselves in through their treatments. A lot of the kids who have these chronic illnesses are in and out of the hospital a lot, in and out of treatments a lot, endure a lot of things along the way. And it's kind of a path that I think as a mom, you kind of feel like your kids have a bit of their childhood taken away from them. Mm-hmm. And so with having a wish granted, and one like Eldon's where it was going to Florida, to Disney World, it was a experience for him, I think, to kind of grasp back a little bit of that missing piece of his...
Kind of get it all back at once.
And so it's that little missing piece. And they put all the focus on the kids. But obviously parents are involved and siblings are 100% involved. And I think it also gives families an opportunity to kind of reconnect, because when you go through any kind of illness, it definitely can take a toll on a family, relationships with parents and kids. And so it definitely gives those families a chance to reconnect and build relationships back up. Not that they were torn down or anything, but just an opportunity.
When did this happen? When did you get to go?
So, Eldon, do you remember how long ago it was? You're 7 now. And so you went on your Make-A-Wish 2 years ago almost. So it's almost been 2 years.
Okay. But you still have, even though it's been a couple of years, you still remember fondly.
You still remember it?
Dunder the River Otter. And
what was your favorite part, Eldon?
Getting to meet Dunder.
getting to meet Dunder. That was pretty cool, not going to lie. And he also enjoyed riding the rides, right, at Disney World? Yeah, what was your favorite ride at Disney World?
The Dwarf Roller Coaster.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, other than that, what it's called, but I think he rode that over and over and over again.
That's fantastic. When you went through Make-A-Wish, did you get any special treatment from Disney World?
Absolutely.
Or? Okay.
You get special treatment from everybody, which is really great because then I think it just lifts your kids' spirits up a little bit more.
That's the whole point.
Right. You have, I mean, Make-A-Wish, they provide you with a pass that kind of like the Fast Pass that people hear about Disney World, where sure. it's kind of to the front of the line.
So it's more like the celebrity pass.
It is,
actually.
Very much so.
If and you've ever seen that.
Yes, yeah. It is a celebrity pass, pretty much. Right. So you kind of, if you're in line, he loved meeting a lot of the characters. And so if you're in line to meet a character, a lot of the times somebody who's an employee, what they call their characters at Disney World will come pull you out of line and take you up to meet the character themselves.
That's
the
awesome.
Front. And so
okay. All right.
you had a lot of princesses give you kisses, didn't you, Alden? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're five, you're not as interested in that. Or...
I don't know. He liked the princesses.
Did you? Who was your favorite princess?
Brave.
Oh.
What's her name? Merida.
Thank you.
Brave.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
He probably spent like 15 or 20 minutes with her alone.
Really?
Yeah. She had him shoot her bow. And was really hands-on. So it was really heartwarming, actually, to see that these characters at Disney World, too, they just pour a lot into making your kids feel real special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's, again, what Make-A-Wish does. Mm-hmm. And you were so humbled by this experience.
Yes.
And you thought it was so great. Now you're trying to give back to Make-A-Wish.
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to kind of bring some of that awareness to the Roaring Fork Valley and to the Western Slope to give back to this incredible foundation that puts kids first 100% of the time.
I know in the next segment, we're going to get the CEO from Colorado Make-A-Wish on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit more about the future of Colorado Make-A-Wish, and he'll explain a little bit more what his goal is for the coming weeks and months and years and all of that. But for right now, the annual big fundraiser for Make-A-Wish in Colorado is the Walk for Wishes, right? Which they usually do in person in Denver.
Yes. So,
and obviously that's kind of not happening exactly in the same way like so many things this year.
No.
But they're still doing the Walk for Wishes, and they're actually using this as a reason to expand this to a statewide kind of awareness campaign for Colorado Make-A-Wish. And so you have a team.
Yes, I do. I've called the team the Roaring Fork Wishes. And so typically in October, on October 10th, there is a Walk for Wishes where I kind of think of it like a race for the cure. Most people, you say race for the cure, and right. everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Right, right.
So it's Walks for Wishes. And it's typically a lot of wish families that you see on this Walk for Wishes. But because they can't have this large event, social gathering of hundreds of people in downtown Denver, they've decided to make it smaller and more community-based, which I love because not all wishes were granted in Denver. I mean, wishes are granted all across the whole state of Colorado. So to make it more community-based, to me, just sounds like such a fantastic idea because it's about your community, too, and the kids in your community. And so on October 10th, we're doing Walks for Wishes, and we're going to be here in Glenwood. And we've created our own walk team, and I wanted to walk the new river path starting from Two Rivers to downtown. And so just short little river path walk, but I figured that was a way for people to kind of come together, and they can walk distanced. And if they don't want to walk with us because they're wanting to stay social distance even more so, then they are welcome to walk in their own neighborhood. And then I think that Make-A-Wish is kind of taking that more virtual.
Gotcha.
So then, yeah.
And you can learn more. It's colorado.wish.org.
I believe so. I will double check that with you. But if, even if you just Google Make-A-Wish,
right, exactly,
it pops up. And once you get to the website for Make-A-Wish Foundation, you'll see Walks for Wishes. And then on that webpage, you can scroll through all the different teams that they have across the state of Colorado, and you can find the Roaring Fork Wishes, which is why I titled it Roaring Fork Wishes.
Right, and that's your team.
That's our team. Okay. So go to that one.
Well, we'll take a quick break, make a phone call, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections again this afternoon. We're talking about Make-A-Wish, specific to Colorado. We heard Amy and Eldon Moritz's story in the first segment. So now joining us on the phone is Scott DeShong. He is the CEO of Colorado Make-A-Wish. Scott?
Yes, that's correct.
And Amy was telling me that one of the first things you mentioned to her when you took over as CEO of Make-A-Wish in Colorado was how few wishes you saw being granted in Western Colorado, and what a concern that was for you.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit of the opposite. So most of our wishes happen outside of the Denver metro area, but I feel like the awareness maybe isn't there for all that we do outside of the Front Range. So we do a ton of wishes all over the state of Colorado, but not many people or not as many people know about us.
Gotcha. So I had it a little bit backwards. It's actually the awareness, even though, and why do you think that is? Probably because medical professionals and that kind of thing have heard of Make-A-Wish, and so they make a reference or a referral to Make-A-Wish, whereas members of the general public may not be as aware?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've got a great relationship with Children's Hospital and Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. And, you know, most of the kids that we are referred to us come through that here in Denver, but they come from all over the state and really out even outside the state. And now we're focused on kids inside of the state of Colorado. But the nice thing is we're actually serving many kids all over the state.
That's fantastic. And of course, fundraising is something that organizations like Make-A-Wish have to do on a regular basis. Of course, every summer you typically do the Walk for Wishes, which is this big, huge event in Denver where people come out and support Make-A-Wish and make donations. And that's not really practical this year, so you're using this as kind of a springboard to raise that awareness statewide.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to recruit folks from all over the state to just do something in their local neighborhood or local communities to support Make-A-Wish Colorado, which ultimately supports their local kiddos that are, you know, receiving wishes through Make-A-Wish. So it's a win-win. We definitely get our name out there a little bit more and make sure people know that we're serving the communities all across the state.
So, again, to learn more about that, you can just go to colorado.wish.org and you look for Walk for Wishes, the tab, and then you can actually sign up on a team. I know Amy's got her Roaring Fork team and other walk teams throughout the state. I always equate things like this kind of to the Reading Olympics, which we did when I was in elementary school. It sounds like basically it's free to sign up for Walk for Wishes, and then you get pledges for people that are going to support you in walking, and that's where you get your donations from.
Yep, exactly. We just ask everyone to try and do their best to raise $100. And, you know, if you get a lot of people doing that, it adds up to a lot of support for kiddos that are waiting for wishes right now.
Now, not every kiddo wants to or can make it all the way to Florida to go to Disney World like Eldon did. And you grant wishes of all different flavors and varieties, again, throughout the state.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's, you know, my first year, I've been with Make-A-Wish for a year, and I've just seen the imagination of kids is so amazing. We've got a kid right now that has wished for a pet dragon. We've got a kid that actually on the Western Slope that is just wishing to do a pony rides with her sister. So it just runs the gamut. You can't imagine all the different things that these kids wish for.
That's fantastic. And obviously, how are you going to come up with a dragon for that? That's amazing.
You know, yeah, we're actually blessed to have Aero Electronics is based here in Colorado. And so they're helping us, you know, basically build a dragon from the ground up. So It's going to be a fun wish. Definitely a lot of support around that right now.
That's awesome. Of course, you work with Colorado companies as much as you can where it's practical, and you try and work with local companies when you're granting these wishes as well. So, for instance, if a kid made a wish of maybe a treehouse or something like that, you would then try and find a local contractor that you could work with for that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the things, you know, Amy and I talked about is the amazing part of Make-A-Wish is certainly we need funds, but even more than that, we just need people to step up and say, hey, I'd be willing to help in any way that I could. That might be helping us build a treehouse or remodel a car or build a dragon, whatever that is. So really my goal is just to build a network of folks across the state of Colorado that are interested in helping kids. And it might just be picking up the phone and saying, I know someone who can help.
And do people have to volunteer their time and their materials or their business or company's time and materials? Or do you compensate them in some way? Is it like a combination of a charitable donation and a little money as well?
Great question. Yeah. So we obviously meet people where they're at. And so we need expertise. And so, yeah, we can help with materials if someone wants to put in the hours or vice versa. So we really just try and do the best to make the best wish come true for a kiddo and work with the local community to make that happen.
So if anybody is listening right now and they own a business or manage a business that they think they would like to help out with one of these wishes, how can they get a hold of you and get on that list, that network, as you said?
Yeah, really just going to our website, reaching out to us at colorado.wish.org. Ask for me personally. I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody and talk about our mission and how people can get involved. We do have a lot of great partners out in the Western Slope. Alpine Bank's been a longtime supporter and a great, amazing supporter, not of just of Make-A-Wish, but many community organizations. So, it's really just connecting with folks like that to help figure out how we make wishes come true.
Absolutely. And again, if you have some kind of skill, then obviously Make-A-Wish could use you in terms of building whatever that wish might happen or making that wish happen. And maybe if you're looking for some kind of regular charitable donation to make to a Colorado organization, you could do that as well. Again, the website is colorado.wish.org. And again, just get a hold of them on the website. And how many wishes for the last year, how many wishes total has Colorado Make-A-Wish granted?
So in a typical year, we have about 300 to 350 wishes the last few years. Obviously, COVID-19 has impacted that. We haven't been able to get kids out on travel wishes really since early March. So we're looking forward to the end of getting through this kind of crazy time and getting kids back traveling again. But we've really seen a lot of kiddos change their wish or come up with something different that doesn't require travel. So in this past year, we've done about 192 wishes, even with the impact of COVID-19. So we're staying active and really getting kids taken care of during a tough time.
Fantastic. And again, the date for the Walk for Wishes is October 10th. Want to make sure I get that out there again. And again, you can learn more about that at colorado.wish.org as well. Amy, any interaction from between you and Scott that you want to get in there?
he and I have already met.
Sure.
We were supposed to meet in person, but both of us had a cold last week, so we ended up doing a little Zoom-type meeting. And I'm really excited to be able to just support Make-A-Wish, not only with the Walk for Wishes, but support Scott in his mission to reach out to the communities and see who is wanting to and willing to reach out and help grant other wishes to other kids across the state of Colorado and make other kids' dreams come true. Similar to how they did such a fantastic job making my son's dream come true.
Yeah. So, you wouldn't believe the first segment, Scott. I heard so much about Dunder, the river otter at SeaWorld in Florida.
I got to see the whisker, and I told that story already, how rare it is to see a whisker from an otter. So that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. And again, thanks so much for spending some of your valuable time with us, Scott. Again, the website is colorado.wish.org. And again, definitely looking to build that network of folks with skills. And of course, you know, money always is helpful for nonprofit organizations. But, you know, if you have a skill that you think sometime in the future may help out, grant one of these wishes for one of these kids, get a hold of them, colorado.wish.org. Scott, have a fantastic rest of the day. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
We'll be back to wrap things up with Amy and Eldon in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Amy and Eldon Moritz. Big supporters of Make-A-Wish, because Make-A-Wish definitely did you a solid. You know, it's so interesting. I remember when I was a kid, first time I heard about Make-A-Wish, it was on a Denver TV station. I couldn't tell you. I think the kid wanted to be a firefighter for a day or something like that. And so, you know, they let him climb the ladder or something like that,
right,
along those lines. And since then, Make-A-Wish, you know, has granted thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands probably of wishes throughout the country, including right here in Colorado, including sending you and your family to Disney World for, was it a week?
We went a whole week, yeah. So we did Disney World, SeaWorld, and then Universal Studios too.
How was, you know, so Universal is the Harry Potter park, right?
Yes. So we went to that.
How was that?
Oh, it was so fun. It was really fun.
Did were the kids young enough? Was Eldon young enough that he understood it?
I think, watched the first movie before we went, so he could just at least understand that, because they're not that scary early on.
Right, right.
And so he understood what that was. But, I mean, it was still neat that you're taking the train. And it's fun because they have the wizard wands, and you walk around Diagon Alley with your wizard wand, and you try to make, you know, things happen in all the different windows by saying these spells, right, and stuff. So
Expelliarmus.
Yeah, something like
that. That's the only one I can remember.
I mean, it was we only did one day at Universal because it was mainly just because you know, he's so young.
Sure.
And I feel like Universal's got a lot of stuff for older kids too. So
Right. Yeah, fair enough. And adults.
Right.
And adults. You mentioned that the whole experience in Florida it was based around Eldon, you know, because it is through Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it does seem like the rest of the family had a good time as well.
We had a blast.
And was it watching him, watching his eyes light up?
I think so. I think it's just watching his eyes light up, and my daughter's eyes light up. She's his older sister, 2 years older. And, I mean, you always think of the Wish kids and everything they go through. But it also, there's something to be said for siblings and what they have to watch their siblings go through.
Right. And parents.
And parents. And so seeing her eyes light up, and she was very humble, you know, with him getting a lot of extra attention, being the Wish kid. She was very humble about being his supporter, even on our Wish, on his Wish, because she's always just been a supporter anyway, in and out of hospitals, but also on the Wish, she was his supporter too. And it's great because Make-A-Wish, they also team up with another foundation called Give Kids the World, which is just a whole nother wonderful story, Gabe. But I guess for another day. but Give Kids the World is a foundation in Florida that actually has its own resort where only Wish kids and families can stay at that resort.
Okay.
And the whole resort is centered around the kids and their needs. And so we kind of had our own little cottage at the resort, and the kids get the master bedroom, with the master suite, and the kids get – they serve ice cream for breakfast, and they have their mayor, which is a giant rabbit, Mayor Clayton.
Perfect.
And Mary Clayton, of course, characters who tuck the kids into bed at night. So they come into the cottage, and they tuck them into bed and play with them. And every night they have a different event. So when you come back from Disney World at night, they had one night was the life-size Candyland game. And they had all the Candyland characters out. And, you know, they had all their volunteers there. and they had giant life-size cards. So you're walking this whole Candyland path. And so it's just, it's things like that where everything is so centered around giving these kids an experience of a lifetime. And I think as a parent, just watching their eyes light up, it's like Christmas morning, I think, but Christmas morning for 7 whole days. And so, and it's, you know, they make it easy for you. So everything, you don't have to worry about all the fuss of everything. And I think you spend so much time as a parent with a child with a chronic illness worrying.
And planning.
And planning.
Right? Don't you have to
and,
plan a lot?
Oh, my word. Yeah. And so it was a chance to kind of, I mean, you still have your, you still have to medicate and do all that stuff while you're there. So, I mean, whatever your chronic illness may be, it's still kind of hanging over your head. But at least it's masked, I think, a little bit.
Sure.
So,
and yet, you've actually been pretty lucky with Eldon.
We've been very lucky with Eldon.
I know initially it was very concerning and seizures were regular.
Yes.
And then you found something that worked, that's kept the seizures under control. Do you know when the last time when your last seizure was,
remember,
buddy?
Your last seizure? How many years seizure free are you?
Two.
No.
Two.
Nope.
Three years.
3 years seizure-free.
Wow.
So he was having, on average, what I guess you'd call a good day was about 50 seizures a day. And so when you're having 50 seizures a day, your quality of life, when I say earlier in the earlier segment where I said that you feel like a piece of your childhood goes away, you kind of see a piece of your child slip away because they're not really there.
How do you not have all kinds of gray hair?
I do have gray hair, Gabe.
Oh.
It's all due to that.
Modern technology. but it isn't that a miracle, though, just being able to look back on that? And I cannot imagine.
That's, I think, why
parent,
his condition is considered a chronic illness because of that.
Right.
And it's not easily treated. So the fact that he has been 3 years seizure-free is her little miracle boy over here.
Right. And it's not like he's cured. He still has the epilepsy, right? It's just you have to closely monitor his diet still.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
So he, for anybody out there who's dealing with it, give me a call. I'm willing to help you. He's on a ketogenic diet, a medical ketogenic diet. And so we actually just took him off of his diet because his last scan considers him, I guess, in remission. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been.
So that is a miracle.
It's been a wild ride, I'm going to tell you. And I think the fact that we had to go to Disney World, on the ketogen diet. You know, there's sugar everywhere and candy.
I was going to say, they don't exactly have stands set up specifically for that.
There aren't keto stands set up all over Disney World, Gabe. No. But, and I think that you watch his face a little bit at birthday parties and that disappointment that he would have over not having a cupcake or this or that, or, you know, and we had a lot of this isn't fairs. And so then, you know, there's that piece of me that I kind of had to tell myself while we were at Disney World, this, you know, like, he earned this because of all that he's had to give up to heal. So I think that's so much of what the Make-A-Wish is. It's, you know, and being there gave him that motivation to continue going and be healthy, because if he wasn't healthy, it would have been much more difficult to be at Make-A-Wish, on our Make-A-Wish. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, yeah. It was...
And again, it's, you know, 2 years later, and he's still, it's the highlight. You can tell that he's still just so jazzed about Dunder the River Otter.
Dunder the River Otter.
The whole experience. And why can I not remember the name of the princess from?
Merida.
Yes, thank
from
you.
From Brave.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so all of the Disney princesses that he got to meet, and Goofy and Pluto, and Mickey was a big hit. Mickey was a huge hit. So.
Of course. Mickey's always a big hit.
Mickey's always a big hit. Yeah. So it was really fun for him to meet all those characters and get that extra little attention.
Right. Again, if you'd like to learn more about or support Colorado Make-A-Wish, it's just colorado.wish.org, particularly if you have a skill that you think at some point in the future you might be able to help one of these kids receive a wish.
Yes.
You know, it's as Scott mentioned, you know, he wants to put together this network of folks that when there's a wish that needs to be granted, he can just go down the list, pick up a call. Oh, there we go. There's a contractor that could probably help out. And again, every situation, it sounds like, is a little bit different. But yes. Make-A-Wish can help out with supplies or maybe help out a little bit with labor. So you donate a little bit, but it's not the full cost of everything that you're going to provide for that wish, unless you want to, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, they're trying to, that's why they get donations in, is because they do try and pay some for all of these wishes that are granted.
Yes. And I mean, they're very giving as an organization as a whole. So even even if you're willing to give a little, I think they're willing to give a lot, too. And also, we were earlier talking in the segment about our Roaring Fork wishes. So if you want to walk with us or want to walk virtually or want to donate towards one of our walkers on our team, and you're on the Make-A-Wish website, go down and look for our team name, Roaring Fork Wishes. Click on that, and then you can read all about our team and what we're doing and make a donation there, or you can register to walk with us for free. So.
And again, you're doing your walk on October 10th.
October 10th. We're all, the whole, everyone across the state.
Oh, so that's the date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. So the Walk for Wishes is October 10th. I did get that right earlier.
That's okay.
I talked myself out of it. Again, the website is colorado.wish.org. And again, Walk for Wishes on October 10th. If you want to help out that way, I'm sure plenty of opportunities to help out Make-A-Wish throughout Colorado and, of course, in our local area.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Amy, all the best.
Thank you so much, Gabe.
Eldon, see you around, buddy.
Can you say goodbye?
Bye. He's waving goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.